And what do you call this thing here?
What's that?
You get your car.
Yeah, that's a carport, yes. Well, this is a carport.
What do you call this thing you have to do?
Well, I don't know what you would call that. Just a driveway.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to
drive
it over here. That's interesting. Did you have to heat the house at any time?
Sir?
Did you ever have to heat the house?
Yes, we have air conditioning and heat.
How do you
use that? We used to have gas, you know. We used gas heaters mostly. But about 2 years ago, when I remodeled the house, I put in the heat and the air conditioning, which is combined, you know.
The central system?
Central, yes.
Now, you used to use gas in the house you lived in. What about the house you lived in when you were a child? How did you heat that?
Well, we didn't have any heat, really.
Did you
ever need heat? Yes. One of the ones. But there was no way of heating the house, you know. And it's one of those tall houses that has a ceiling about this, about as high as this.
Yes.
They were cool in the summer, you know, but they got cool in the winter.
Well, did anyone here heat their houses?
Not that I know, you know. Remember, we didn't hardly have any heat in the house, you know.
Was there any place to heat the house?
No, sir, no. Not
did nobody in Roma ever had...
Before we had gas, no. But, you know, the walls are quite thick, and you don't feel the cold too much. You know.
Well, what about if you were out on the ranch or something, did they have any place to heat?
No, sir.
Well, what about cooking? How did you cook then before you had gas?
You mean, we used wood, you know. Dad used to buy the people would come when they had oxen carts, you know, and they would bring the wood in that oxen cart, and Dad would buy that, you know, and put out in the yard, and then he would hire a man to chop that wood, and we would carry it into the kitchen, and mother had one of those cast iron stoves.
Would you build a fire in the stove?
Yes.
Did you ever see how that was done, or did you ever do that, build a fire in the stove?
Oh, yes.
How was that done?
Well, they put the chunks of wood in there, and they put some kerosene on it, you know, on the fire.
But what about if you were out on the ranch or something and you wanted to cook?
Well, you can do that, you know. You can.
If you didn't have a stove, though?
Well, you can use wood. And
would you use... I don't guess you'd have kerosene with you on the...
Yes. Most people have kerosene, you know. They use that kerosene to burn that cactus for cattle in the winter.
Well, did you ever see anyone build a fire without kerosene?
Yes.
How was that done?
Well, they stack the wood, you know, especially small pieces, you know, light pieces. And they put some of the grass in that, you know, too. And they started to fire that.
What do they call the small pieces? Just did you ever call them anything?
Well, it's small branches, you know, trees, really.
You ever call anything like kindling or anything like
that? Kindling, yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Yes, I think so. And they get the grass, you know, dry grass, and put underneath, you know, the dry cactus, you know, that's pretty good to build a fire too, you know.
Oh, yes?
Yes, yes.
When
when it's dry, man. It has to be dry. Pretty dry. And when it's wet, you can build a fire too. It won't burn.